Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Tuesday, December the 14th, 2021. And I make an announcement. If you take a look at my internet site, StuWebb.com, there's a new top bar up there. It says Stu Webb versus the United States government, etc. There's three banners on the top of my site. There's links, and there's proof and evidence of their wrongdoing. Now, the complaint, I reserve the right to modify. I will be modifying and naming the counts. I'm sending subpoenas because the cyber terrorist attacks against my website, I have them stopped. There's approximately 25 people that are facing nearly 7 million felonies over a period of 7 years. 25 people that work for the government that have been identified. Subpoenas are going out for their IPs to find out who they are, and they will be charged in U.S. federal court. And on top of it, a troll who was stalking me, lied to the police and said I had a gun, who was an FBI troll. They got me arrested because when my name pops up, oh yeah, arrest him illegally. All the proof and evidence is in there. If you take a look, you can hear her saying, oh, he just got out of his car and pointed the gun at me. I'm videotaping her at the time I'm calling the police and she said that. The evidence is there. It's in the lawsuit. I'm going to go backwards on RICO to 1984, folks, of all that they have done to me. Now, these are First Amendment rights. It's going to protect all websites. Now, there's a software that Jim's going to develop through his friend. And Jim, the list is up there. If someone can want to go through their site, there's the list of everyone that is blocked on my website. All IPs. These are emails. These are terrorist cyber attackers themselves that try to change your PHP code, etc. But I want to make that announcement that I'm going after them on First Amendment rights. Go in. If you want a copy, there's a copy. It says, all blocked on my site. That was up until Monday morning. I filed the suit this past Monday morning. With that said, they're being charged with RICO. They're being charged under the 1989 Whistleblower Act, of which I'm protected. Jim's protected under the recent Whistleblower Acts, which doesn't entitle him to prosecute as much as I have the authority because of being the under the 18 U.S.C. 3239 Whistleblower Act of 1989. It gives me the right to prosecute, act as the prosecutor against government officials who do me harm, period. Anyway, I'm going to have fun over the next 2 years, folks. With that said, I have Professor James Fetzer on with me. I have Professor Joe on with me. And we're going to talk about several subjects. With that said, Jim, you want to pick it up?
Well, Stu, you take our breath away with this development. I mean, it's sensational, and we applaud you. You have been so persevering and so outspoken over such a lengthy period of time. Many of us have despaired that you'd ever get your day in court. It looks as though that day may be coming. And I want to aid and abet you in every way I can, and I'm sure Joel feels exactly the same, Joel.
That is the way to do it. It's through the courts.
And Jim, now you had somebody that could develop the software up on the website on the top bar on Stu Webb. It says Stu Webb versus. Scroll down and it says all blocked cyber attacks, all IPs blocked. Grab that list. It goes down without the comma behind it. It's PDF and save the file and send it to your buddy and let's get the software developed, okay?
I'm at a bit of a loss about the software thing, but God knows I want to aid and abet you every possible way. Now, turning to the stories for today, the Republicans are enjoying a double-digit lead in relation to the midterm poll for the first time in history, where Democratic pollster is warning of unmitigated disaster. Now, we're talking about polling done for CNBC and for NBC, both of which are liberal outlets. So when they're blowing the whistle about this, it's a very telling development. We're talking about a generic poll where voters would prefer any Republican over any Democrat. This is absolutely historic. The largest lead in the past having been 4 points for the GOP. The CNBC report notes American views of the state of the economy are dragging down both Biden and the Democrats' numbers. His handling of the economy declined. He's 19 points underwater with 37% approval, 56% disapproval. 21% believe the economy will get worse, about which there is no doubt. inflation is a chief concern of voters right now. It got a whole lot worse when in November alone, inflation rose by 6.8%, a 39-year high as consumer prices soar ever higher. Biden wants to argue that wages are up to put a rosy picture here, but actually that's false. The real average hourly earnings have decreased by 1.9 over the past year. It's absolutely stunning that the preference of voters has shifted toward a Republican Congress, regardless of what respondents believe to be the top issue facing the country. That includes the economy and inflation, but even extends to coronavirus and climate change. Climate change, if you can believe. Another Democrat pollster tasked with performing an autopsy on voting trends following the election massacre in Virginia said, he would tell 2022 midterm candidate, we have a problem. If we're in that position again, we're going to lose a ton of races he won. We've got to have something better. But another Democrat strategist who advises major voters said, even despite minor victories on infrastructure and spending, the writing is on the wall heading into 2022. It's too late, he said. We're effed. Joel, your thoughts?
Yes. And what I have read from Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, is that they encourage the printing of money. They encourage the printing of money to devalue that money because what they want is they want that digital currency. And once it goes to the digital currency, they can control the masses. In other words, if you don't cooperate on a certain program, they close down your account and you don't get your money. It's as simple as that. And this is where it's heading with this inflation, which is in certain areas for cereal food, 20% increase in the price. You can see it at the stores.
And the availability of food. I mean, you go to Aldi's, you go to different places, they're out of fish in bags, frozen fish. They're out of frozen chicken at times, breasts. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the cost is going, you're right, guys, the cost is going through the roof on everything.
Well, I've been reporting here and elsewhere that we appear to be confronted with a three-stage process to depopulate the world in massive number by taking the world population from roughly 8 million to only a half a million. Think about it. 7.5 billion residents of Earth being exterminated, that is their objective, and they're pursuing it in three stages. The mass are killing us slowly. The mass do no good. I've got a dozen articles about the mass on my blog, jamesfetzer.org, including from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, the premier scientific medical organization in the United States, explaining that masks do no good, not even in surgery, except to prevent sputum or drool from the doctors and nurses affecting the patient on whom they're operating. They constrain our access to oxygen. We're recirculating the oxygen-deprived air. We're killing our brain cells, putting a strain on our cardiovascular system. And we're inducing and promoting bacterial pneumonia. In fact, Tony the Rat and Betty Fauci and colleagues in the study of the Spanish flu have discovered the vast majority of deaths weren't from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia infections, which are promoted by wearing face masks, which is why they now want everyone to wear masks. Second stage is the vaccines, which aren't really vaccines. In fact, the CDC has been trying to shade the definition, the meaning of vaccine, because they would not have been covered under the previous laws that granted these vaccines, modifying the vaccine's exemption from liability. I believe there's a major constitutional legal issue here. The whole Moderna, Pfizer, and so forth responsible for the vast damage they're inflicting to illustrate the World Health Organization had, and this is a couple weeks ago, so the numbers are greater now, over 2 million adverse effects across a huge range of medical problems, kidneys, liver, lungs, psychiatric, cardiovascular, just a staggering range, over 2 million, where the year before before. The bank was introduced, there were only 2,000, so there's been a 1,000-fold increase, which means everyone in the field who's paying attention knows that these vaccines are doing tremendous damage. The year before, only 87 before that, one or two dribbled off. So what's going on is causing more devastation than all past use of vaccines in history. In any normal situation, a product that brought about this kind of death and damage would have been removed, taken off the market long since. It's a reflection that the Rothschild banking empire, which is behind the Great Reset and the depopulation program, controls the World Health Organization, controls the Center for Disease Control, controls the National Institutes of Health, even appears to control the American Medical Association, not to mention the media, with Rothschild's own both the AP and Reuters, so that they actually control the flow of information to the American people. So that's a faster, much faster way to kill people without trying to jab little kids. It's just horrific. The fact is, in all age categories, if you did left individuals untreated, there's over a 99% survival rate. So all of this is a mind game. They're promoting an illusion in order to have a fake problem for which they provide a lethal solution in the form of these vaccines, which are not actually technically qualified as medicine. It's absurd. In order to wrap it all up, they're going to say to have a food storage. They're already in the process of paying farmers to pull their crops under. They're buying up farmland, which you believe Bill Gates today is the largest owner of farmland in the United States. It's actually incredible that should be the case. But we're seeing products disappear from the shelves. We're seeing a price of food go up. And get this, because most of these products are transferred by trucking, they have cut off an element that goes into diesel gas, so that all the truckers are going to be stranded. They've already interrupted the unloading of cargo vessels at the major parts across the country, where a deputy secretary of the Treasury has declared that the supply problems will not be resolved until every American is vaxxed. Obviously, this is using coercion with threats of real damage by the government. There's no discernible connection between offloading supplies at ports and the vaccination program. It's artificial, creating as a deliberate policy. This is absolutely stunning stuff. And of course, all of this is grossly violative of the Nuremberg Code, which was adopted by the international community in the wake of World War II after it was discovered that Joseph Mengele had been performing experimental techniques on prisoners of war without their consent, and where the war against ivermectin and HCQ is part and parcel because they could not have secured emergency use authorization if there were available treatments at hand. Ivermectin and HCQ both were at hand and were available treatments, which have been very successful at dealing with issues like this. Anything in the coronavirus family for decades upon decades, which demonstrates the malice behind the whole operation. The malice by denying the population of the world cheaply available, highly effective techniques for Tony the Rat knows full well because an article published in the journal Virology back around 2011 explained how HCQ was a miracle drug. It would prevent it if you didn't have it. It would cure it if you did. He's known this forever. And notice, too, the other advantage of emergency use, the pharmaceutical giants are not required to enumerate the ingredients of their emergency use vaccine. Actually, it's completely absurd that should be the case. If you got emergency use, what the people need to know is, first and foremost, what's in the vaccine? What are they injecting into their bodies? Or Jacob Rothschild has actually responded to a comment by Henry Macko on the Truth Seeker publication in the UK, and explained it doesn't matter if they don't work or even harmful, that people are willing to have this injected into their bodies, gives them control. Once they've taken the max, giving up their money and their resources is a piece of cake. So we're in the grip of a monstrous plot to take control of the entirety So,
absolutely, and connected to that, folks, is what's happening on the border. I'm going to give a shout out for the real Anthony Aguero, spelled A-G-U-E-R-O. And what you do is go to YouTube, punch that into the search engine, and watch. You don't have to watch the entire hour that he's on there, but it will give you a view of what is really happening on the border, how it's coming about, and how it's being handled. And you're going to see, as Anthony said, with these that you are seeing are here to replace new, and they cannot have this entire takeover. And remember, Merkowitz was correct when she said, because she was at the top of the research facilities, she said, this is not an antivirus. This is to change your DNA. And all those people that are in the emergency rooms and hospitals with so-called COVID, those are the people that received the inoculation and are suffering the effects from it.
And that was a few months after they got the vaccinations, they ended up in the hospital with COVID. What was it, about 6 months? Correct. About 6 months, Joe, I think is what you were estimating.
Yes, those are the ones that are, it's now taking effect. And they're saying that 5 years from now, Dr. Medovitz says these people are going to be dead in 5 years. So that is part of the program. Like down here in Arizona, at the Yuma Station, in one month, 10,000 have come through. And all they do is just tuck under the fence, walk across to the border, sit down, the Border Patrol comes by, picks them up, puts them in a van, takes them down to a processing center, and releases them.
Now, they were going to call this place... They were going to call this place a North American Union, is what their intent was, isn't it, Joe?
That is correct. They are, what they're doing is to get rid of the borders, and they will have the North American Union, which will dovetail with everything that Klaus Schwab has said in his World Economic Forum.
That's one of the things, by the way, that Donald Trump tried to break up was the trade agreements that the previous administrations that were selling the American people out. He tried to break those up. Then they reinstitute these things as soon as this fraud Biden gets in. Go ahead, Jim.
No. I wanted your thoughts to complement what Joel and I are reporting here. Go for it, Jim.
Well, you're reporting exactly the truth because they're leading a new world order, one world government. That's what their intent, with Israel being in control. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm looking at this thing, and we got some serious things that are happening consistently to the American people, to everybody on the planet. One, if you look in international court and what these several other countries have done, filed suit against them, saying no to this worldwide vaccination and saying it's killing their people, and they filed suits against others that Gates or what's his name? Microsoft boy, okay? He's got warrants for his arrest in international court for supplying the vaccinations over in India that killed off a whole bunch of people. If people really do research, they're going to realize this is a world event. This isn't just the United States. They're out to kill us. They're doing it with HARP, the Movement of Weather Wars, it's called. We can look at an example of this tornado that ran series of tornadoes that ran 200 approximately 60 miles estimated to be. How many millions of people, hundreds of thousands of them are gone. Take an example, Joplin, Missouri got hit several years back. I called Super Spook Johnson up and I said, Otis, what the fuck, did they just do? They wiped out the whole town with HARP because it was going counterclockwise, rotation. That's usually HARP storms. Regular storms go normally clockwise rotation. These were going counter. It blew out 80% of the people in Joplin are missing, folks. When you look at what happened down with HARP, down in the panhandle of Florida, a couple, three, 4 years ago, they wiped out 80% of the population, disappeared. Now, when it hit Joplin, Missouri, this is one corner, the southwest corner of Missouri. They found over in St. Louis, clear across the state, in the middle of the state approximately, on the east side, they found paperwork from the tornado that hit Joplin. Of course, they're not finding any bodies, because if you get sucked up by a tornado, you're ripped apart. Now, I estimate there's going to be a million plus people in that series of 260 miles that are going to be recorded by the Patriots in America in alternative press, because the mainstream is not going to tell us what they just did to a mass amount of people. But they're going to kill, according to Otis Johnson, with weather wars, HARP. They're going to do it through chemtrails, where they're dropping 40,000 feet. Now, I've had a chemtrail pilot on, who I'm going to go back and get the interview. I've got it. And he was on there with Dr. William Croft. And he brought him on. He had to throw his cell phone, the cheap cell phone he bought to do the show. But he sat there and talked about all the heavy metals they were dumping on us, because we breathe it in, and then they can electronically control you. You're lit up as a signature on the planet. Now, we go to cell phones. We go to G5. What are they doing to us? They're lighting us up like a frigate Christmas tree. People are being electrocuted, more or less. They're doing everything they can to bring harm against the human race, period. I believe that. And they got these cronies within the government doing it. And they're evil as crap. They need to be stopped. Now, I want to report something, too. I sent you a picture, if you go to your link there, Jim. And it's a picture of me that I took yesterday or day before of skin that fell off me for 24 hours because of being radiated. I have a doctor appointment to be tested for radiation. Skin's falling off my body. It's not psoriasis. It's nothing else. It's not a lack of a mineral. I started taking a pill, which is seen to be helping, and it's called Spirulina. It's for radiation poisoning, and you can buy it at Walmart, called Spring Valley is the brand. I took two yesterday, took two today, and the skin's not falling off my legs the way it has been. Okay? I swept up a very small pile this morning, and it's because I'm being radiated. I know what it is. Anyway, they're able to kill people through your cell phones. They're using sonar technology on whistleblowers, which is Daddy Bush's old Raytheon Corporation, E-System Dallas, the CIA shadow government within the government. They're using that satellite to poke over 1 million people every night and hit them with sonar, which they killed Otis Johnson with. They've tried to kill General Flynn with and several other people. What it does is it deteriorates your, each night they smack you, they radiate you, and it, here's what the spooks have told me, it zaps your magnesium, calcium, zinc, and potassium out of your body. You have to supplement. And Jim, I know you're getting hit. Do you ever wake up in the morning getting cramps? I do.
Wake up in the morning what, Stu?
Do you ever get woken up in the middle of the night or get cramps in the middle of the night? It's usually because they're flying over you. They hit an average of 1 million people in the United States, 10 million worldwide, but I've been told by the super spooks they do it in the middle of the night when most people are in bed asleep. They're in their home.
Yeah.
They hit your house.
Yeah.
Now, I've been a target since 2006 because super spook Otis Johnson went into the NSA computers and looked me up. He said, yes, you're on the list. He said, there's six in Kansas City on the list. I said, really, who are they? He says, I can't tell you that, Stu. I just told you, verified that you're on the list. He says, start eating your vitamins. And he says, the only way to keep from being hit is to do a shield. If anybody is familiar with radiation, inside hospitals, they use a lead-lined sheetrock. Lead-lined sheetrock. It's very expensive, but they use that because of the radiation and the machines. Now, you could line a whole room with that, and then you would be protected, according to super spooks. It cost me $1,000, $2,000 to line a bedroom with it, as an example. But you would have to cover the window, too, and the door, the back of the door and close yourself off is the only way to be protected from it, Jim. Anyway.
No, Stu, I know it's unbelievable what's going on. Joel, your further thoughts?
Yes. Dane Wingington, geoengineeringwatch.org. Listen to what he has to say, because he explains about the weather wars. Generally speaking, what they are doing is burn up the West, drown the East. I'll say that again. Burn up the West, drown the East. This is why you have these horrific fires in Southern Oregon and Northern California and Southern California. And it's going to continue. It's not going to stop. They want to bring that population down in the United States by 2105.
And they want 2/3 of mankind dead.
Yeah, 2025. Yeah. So anyway, they want to bring it down in the United States to 100 million. 100 million.
We got 300 million plus here right now, folks. So that means 2/3 of the population are going to be dead. That's their New World Order agenda.
Actually, Joe, they've updated on Deagle to 65 million. So moving from 330 million in 2020 to 65 million in 2025, getting rid of 265 million of your fellow citizens. That includes your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, family members are all going to be taken out.
That's their intent. We're up against some really evil people. I call it evil, Jim and Joel. I mean, I can't describe it any other way. This is a crime syndicate. So evil, out of control. They have to be stopped. They have to be. I just don't know how to do it by myself. Any suggestions?
Oh, God. This is the big question. How can they possibly be stopped, Sue? It would require an armed uprising by Americans who recognize that the vax is a lethal weapon and act in self-defense to stop it. The propaganda is so massive, so encompassing. The Rothschilds have so many resources. We are really, truly up against it. This is the fight of our lives. This is for all the marbles. And I'm sorry to say there's no coming back. This is it. Win, lose, or draw, the outcome is going to be a horrible mess for the future of humanity, especially if the bad guys who have all the resources and are willing to use techniques that the good guys will not draw upon. That's the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. The bad guys are willing to use people as means, merely as means, as in murder, kidnapping, robbery, rape, mass extermination, genocide, to promote their ends. But the good guys would never contemplate, because it's disrespectful of other human beings and violates their rights. In other words, the bad guys are bad because they're completely immoral and unethical. The good guys are good because they're ethical and moral. But it puts them at a tremendous disadvantage in dealing with the bad guys. Joel.
Let's include in that crime against the individual. A good example of that is what happened to in the Waukesha, Wisconsin, where the guy mowed down all of the Christmas activities that were being put on by the individuals. Just zigzag knocking them down. So you're going to see it like right now, the head of LAPD detectives are now saying, don't come to Los Angeles because of the smash and grab that is occurring on the high-end areas of LA.
Yep.
Well, all this was initiated by the Democrats with their defund the police agenda. What did they think would happen if you defund the police? Crime goes up. And once crime goes up, it's almost impossible to stop. This is creating chaos. Even Minneapolis has reversed itself and is now refunding the police. But I'm sorry to say, it's going to be a Herculean task to try to bring things back to where they were before, because once you unleash the forces of crime and they see they can get away with it with impunity, they're going all out. And that's what's happening in California. They're hitting these high-end stores. They're taking massive theft. And the Democrats, like the DAs, many sponsored by George Soros, don't do a thing about it. In other words, we have been handicapped across the board, where Soros has declared that his objective before he dies is to destroy America. Well, he's doing a pretty good job of it.
I'm in agreement with you. And you know what's amazing, Jim? I've looked at the money trail over the years, and there's basically 12 men that are controlling 95% of the economies worldwide. They're controlling the Federal Reserve. They're controlling the European money, the whole bit. I mean, it's unbelievable. And their agenda is to kill two-thirds of mankind and the others to be chipped and to be little slaves and robots to them to complete their New World Order agenda. I'm convinced of that. I've watched this for 37, pushing 38, about 38 years, and I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up watching them kill. So I've seen 50 whistleblowers' friends dead in these amount of years. I've seen them neutralized, like Terry Reid, that's got the book Compromise, Clinton Bush and the CIA. You can still buy the book. He's still able to sell it, but they stuck guns to his head and his wife's head to shut him up, make him take a deal. Take this 200 grand, or we're going to blow your head off right now. They offered me $7 million after I went to the grand jury room. The next day, I got a call from the former mayor of Denver and then the head of security for Martin Marietta in Denver, who made me an offer. We got $500,000 a year, $500,000 in cash, and $500,000 in annuities that will come $500,000 each year come due. You can collect up to $7 million. Go away and shut up. I said, fuck you. You're not going to kill my planet. I'm watching it coming. Anyway, that's where I sit. Now, is there any other subjects we need to cover today, gentlemen?
Well, I think the Jussie Smollett trial has been a calamity for the Democrats. It's absolutely fascinating. The whole story was so unbelievable from the beginning that he... who turns out to be a black, gay, and I don't Jewish actor, so it's hitting all the boxes for victimhood, was coming out of the subway at 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning, the coldest day in Chicago at the time, where he was assailed by two rednecks wearing masks who were carrying a bottle of bleach and a noose. I mean, just to get that much of it off the top of your head, I mean, that's ludicrous. The streets would be deserted. It's so damn cold. Who would be walking around with a bottle of bleach, which would, since bleach is mostly water, would have been frozen solid, looking for a black, gay, Jewish actor to come out of the subway at 2 a.m.? I mean, that's so stupid on his face. The police became suspicious when they initially interviewed Jussie back at his apartment, and he still had the noose around his neck. Recognizing any black man who had a noose put around his neck would get it off as soon as he possibly could, and where even his tuna sandwich survived, that did not add up. It turned out when they investigated after he spent thousands of hours that he'd hired two black Nigerian bodybuilders, one of whom was his personal trainer, the other an extra on the set of Empire, where he was an actor, and now in the spheres, to perform this feat, that they'd even rehearsed it, that he paid them with a $3,500 personal check, that we have closed-circuit TV footage of them in a hardware store behind the items, the bleach, the mask, even a mega hat, where they have certainly claimed during the attack, this is mega country, this is Chicago. This is not mega country. This is a center of Democrat political corruption. So the whole thing was absurd on its face. During the trial, he tried to keep a straight face and insist it was all real, which was absurd and may lead to complications for him when the time of sentencing comes, because he's shown no contrition. He's not admitting his absurd story was a fantasy, even in the face of overwhelming evidence. This had a political dimension because the good County State's Attorney, one a woman by the name of Fox, had dismissed the cases under influence of Michelle Obama's chief of staff, who called to put pressure. Miss Kim Fox also said she's been mentored by Kamala Harris and was would not be where she is but for Kamala. Look at this. Kamala just happened to have a co-sponsored with Cory Booker, and I wish him no one thought was really necessary or appropriate. When this happened, she declared it to be a modern-day lynching to get some work for her bill. And guess what? Chelsea Smollett's not only been on the campaign trail for Kamala, but he's either her nephew or her cousin. This opening reeks of corruption. Now, what's so telling about the jury verdict finding him guilty on five of the six counts is the following. Number one, it's a hoax, and it's small enough and absurd enough that everyone can wrap their mind around it. And if they see one hoax, they begin to think maybe other cases that they've been unwilling to consider might possibly be hoaxes too, such as the Sandy Hook, or eventually lead up to contemplate what happened on 9/11, for example. Number two, the media went all in to support Chelsea Smollett, which makes this another illustration of fake news. They went all in, they didn't investigate this, but it was ridiculous on its face. They reported it as though it were true and genuine and bona fide, so it also discredits the fake news. And number three, it undercuts all the identity politics of the Democrats, where they're emphasizing in critical race theory that there are really only two parties in America, and they're the oppressors, who are white, and the oppressed, who are black, brown, yellow, other colors, because here you have one of those who's supposed to be among the oppressed perpetrating a fake crime to make it look as though he was attacked by whites, when he himself was a responsible agent. I think it leaves a Democrat standard of torn. And just to pick up, as Joel observed, here you have a black activist from Milwaukee driving an SUV through a parade in Mishawaka, killing six and injuring a vast number of 50, 60 others because he was pissed off about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, and they're going to claim that too, where this guy has been let out on a $1,000 bond even though he was being held for having run over his girlfriend with his car. And when the prosecutor let him out, believes Bail is racist and acknowledged in the past that he knew that his policies would lead to some innocent people being harmed or even killed, but in his opinion, it was worth it. All of this is having a catastrophic effect on the Democratic policies and campaign. They are going down. There are good reasons why. You have a Democratic strategist looking ahead to the midterm election when I predict they're going to lose 100 seats in the House and several Senate seats. Say it's too late. We are
back. Joel. Absolutely. This is that plan. It is to change this country to where there is no more country. Again, this comes down to the future. What is called the NAFTA that was NAFTA. And it's still in effect. And you can see it down here on the border. And again, take a look at the real Anthony Aguero. They'll give you a good picture about what is going on the border, how they're just simply walking across. They don't have any food with them. They don't have any backpacks with them that are loaded with camping supplies. They just walk across. And they're in regular street clothes. One guy was wearing Bermuda shorts and flip-flops.
And the Biden administration wants to give $450,000 in damages to anybody that was incarcerated for coming across the border illegally. Remember that one? Here about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, and I will tell you that it is for the future is the North American Union. There will be no more United States, no more Canada, no more Mexico.
By the way, Devin Nunes, the congressman, a good guy, has resigned from California, the Northern District, Bakersfield North, and he's joined the Trump Organization's new media that they've come out with, and he has joined it and other people. I just wanted to make an announcement of that. Let me see what the address is. Trump. Here, I'll find it for a moment. Joe or Jim, you want to pick up on that?
Well, I just want to add one more story, which is this. Over the weekend, I conducted False Flags and Conspiracies Conference 2021. There were 24. There were a dozen on Saturday, a dozen on Sunday, discussing a whole host of false flags. The best experts in the world were involved. Nick Gorstromoli, Domagard, for example. Nick Olpin with a gunpowder plot, Polly Seelinger on a false flag in Jamestown. A student about what will harm or really a surprise attack. I gave an overview of this collation of my collaborative research on what happened to JFK. Another is having founded scholars for 9/11 truth on 9/11. Another student on COVID conspiracy or act of nature. Kelly Watt, fake news about a pandemic. David Kenney, JD, California COVID, swindling the public. Dina Sachs, JD, the vaccine wars, a legal perspective. Susan Bradford, PhD in politics and business, Abram off in Enron. Sarah Westall, COVID conspiracy and mind control. My special featured guest, Dr. Catherine Horton and William Bill Benny, who's our nation's leading cybersecurity expert, Sunday. Nick Corson again on who wrote Shakespeare's plays. Allison Bernard on the Untenth, a couple of very odd cases involving young women. I then did a tale of Two Cities, Kenosha, and Waukesha. Russ Winter and others, High Strangeness, the Waukesha Biop, doing a close-up examination with surprising results. Ron Avery on the Posner versus Fetzer lawsuit, and again on fake news and fake law and the police thing. Joe Paulson, who's a practicing engineer on the fall of America, Carl Herman, American Revolution 2.0, Scott Tennant on the coming war in Ukraine, Henry Mackerel, Jacob Rothschild, equality is the end game, profoundly disturbing, Jack Mullis, Stephanie Slant, where are we heading, Oli Domagard, how my last name became a verb. If you go to my blog at jamesfetzer.org, you can check it out. We have three ticketing options. For $5, you can get access to a single presentation 12 times in 6 months. For $25, you have the whole program for 1 month, repeated access, and for $40, unlimited access for a year. Believe me, this is well worth it. You'll get up to date and understand what the hell is going on today. Go to jamesfetzer.org for the False Lies and Conspiracies Conference 2021.
I would say, Jim, that that would be really well spent, because everything that you're hearing Stu and I and Jim talk about right now will be at that conference for your clarification. Every one of those gentlemen are at the tip of the spear, deciphering for the public what their own conspiracy and what they're
right, Joe. You got it right, absolutely. And you'll be supporting the First and the Second Amendment by doing so. I urge everyone to consider this. Visit my blog at jamesfetzer.org and check it out for yourself.
Oh, by the way, Devin Nunes, Jim, you might want to make a note of this. It's TMTG.com. That's the Trump's new media, Trump Media and Technology Group. TMTG.com, folks.
That's a perfect place for us to conclude our conversation of today, and I want to congratulate you on moving forward with your lawsuit. That's sensational, my friend. I applaud you for it.
Well, I hope I don't die, and so I have electronic filing, Jim Pacer, so I can do everything from home without leaving and getting nailed in car crashes and killed as I go downtown.
You got it, buddy. Wouldn't be the first time, Stu. You got it absolutely right. Joel, you have a final thought for today?
Just go to James Fetzer's blog spot, because those are the guys that are the tip of the spear, including Stu and Jeff.
And Jim.
Because that's the only weapon we got.
Grab that list of IPs. It's in the lawsuit at the top, and it says all blocked on stuweb.com, all attacks. Grab that list, and let's see what we can make a software for everybody to use to block them, to have websites. Because these people, folks, I've heard about so many websites being taken down like they've tried to do to me, and they've hacked mine. It's still semi-hacked, but I'm going to put a stop to them. With that said, Jim, Fetzer, I want to thank you for being on. I want to thank you, Joel, for being on. And I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. And with that said, this is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com. Have a good day, folks. Thank you both.
Oh, Stu, that was just dynamite. That was a perfect show.